Tonight we shall study how Jesus should love a family in Bethany. And although I've taken a passage here from Luke chapter 10, I have taken also from many other passages from the Synoptic Gospels. Firstly, Bethany is 3 kilometers away from Jerusalem. And this is a family who loves Jesus and Jesus loves them. Tonight we shall study each of the 3 members of the Bethany family. Mary, she is a second sister of Martha, and she followed Jesus closely and observed and listened to his words and the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. And during his ministry, he mentioned a few times of his impending death. In Matthew 16:21, he showed unto his disciples how that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed and be raised again the 3rd day. In Matthew chapter 17, he again repeats of his impending crucifixion and death, and he says, the Son of Man shall be betrayed into the hands of men, and they shall kill him, and the 3rd day he shall be raised again. And they were exceeding sorry. Many of them who heard this were troubled and was wondering when and how Christ will die. Well, Jesus, at his foreknowledge, told them of his impending crucifixion. And the characteristic of Mary is that she listened to God's word very intensely, and that she kept everything in her heart. And she always sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. And Jesus noticed that this was a good part which Mary has taken, that no one can take away from her. Yes, Jesus loved Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. For Mary, it's obvious that she was a close disciple of Jesus Christ, and she followed him fully. So one day, Mary took an expensive alabaster box of very precious ointment, poured it on his head as he sat at meat. Mary is supposed to have anointed Jesus 2 times, but the disciples were very upset because it was a very expensive perfume, which was equivalent to 1 year's salary of a daily rated worker. And so they complained and commented and criticized. Jesus said, "Why trouble ye the woman? For she has wrought a good work upon me. She has poured this ointment on my body and did it for my burial." Yes. There was another occasion, Mary took a pound of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. She poured out so much that the whole house could have the fragrance of this ointment. But however, when her brother passed away, Mary was so sad and distraught, she sat still in the house, while Martha, the elder sister, heard of Jesus coming. She ran out to meet Christ Jesus, and she told the Lord Jesus, "If thou hadst been here, my brother had not died." She believed only that her brother would have been cured if Jesus was there in person. Not forgetting that there was an occasion where the centurion, when Jesus wanted to go and heal the centurion's servant, he said, "No need to come, Lord Jesus. because I am a man of authority, and you can give authority, and my servant will be healed. But she needed Jesus to be there. Well, she was shallow in her faith for Jesus Christ, because she thought that Jesus needed to be present to heal the brother. Well, if you had been here, my brother had not died. Now, Jesus was very moved by the tears of Mary and all her friends who went there to sorrow at the death of Lazarus. So Jesus was troubled and deeply moved, and Jesus wept. This crying by Jesus was a silent weeping, contrasting to the others. Mary and the friends were wailing away. Then when they saw Jesus weeping quietly, the Jews said, "Behold, how he loved Lazarus." Now we come to Martha. How did Martha reveal her love for Jesus? And what made Jesus love her? Yes, in Luke we are told he received him into her house. She was very hospitable, and she was very busy to prepare this food and victuals for the Lord Jesus Christ. She was cumbered about much serving. Then Jesus observed when Martha complained, "Lord, you never tell my sister Mary to help me. I'm so busy." So Jesus told her, "Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful." And that needful thing was what Mary had. She sat at the feet of Jesus and heard his word, imbibed the word. Well, when Jesus delayed his coming to heal Lazarus, delayed 2 days, so he was 4 days in the grave. And when he went there, Martha and Mary were so sad. And he says, "If you were to come, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day." Then Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection of life." And we are told in John chapter 11, where the Lord Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth and on me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this?" Then Martha said, "Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art," this is the confession, "thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world." And when she had so said, she went away and called Mary, her sister, secretly, saying, "The Master is come and calleth for thee." Yes, she knows theology. She knows what has been taught to her, that a brother shall rise again in the resurrection on the last day. So Jesus reminded her, "I am the resurrection and the life." So Martha confessed her belief. And how do we know that Lazarus loved Jesus and Jesus loved Lazarus? Well, in John chapter 10, verse 11, the Lord Jesus says, "Our friend." Lazarus is a friend of Jesus. He says, "Our friend Lazarus sleepeth." Actually, he said Lazarus actually died. But the disciples thought that he meant he was sick and he was resting, sleeping. So Jesus, when he wept at the gravesite, where he saw other sisters and friends all crying and wailing away, he wept. He wept quietly, silently. And people around them said, behold how he loved him. Yes, the sisters Mary and Martha knew that Jesus loved Lazarus. And they went to appeal to Jesus to come and heal him by the words, he whom thou lovest is sick. So in our prayers, as we intercede for our fellow believers, relatives and friends who are sick, we appeal to Christ. Behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. John chapter 11 verse 5 says that Jesus loved Martha and a sister and Lazarus. So let us learn from these passages with us that Jesus, the Son of God, the good and kind and great physician, can heal anytime and can even raise the dead. But all this sickness and the raising of the dead is for the glory of God. And that's where he delayed 2 days to ascertain, to let the people know that Lazarus had definitely died. But yet he could be raised from the dead by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. So remember, all of us who have a family, we ensure that Christ will love our families and that they all know the grace and the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ and come and accept him as Lord and Savior. Let us pray. Father, I thank thee that the Lord Jesus came down to earth to die on the cruel cross, shed his precious blood, that, Lord, we may be washed whiter than snow, that we may be reconciled to thee, and that our sins, our transgressions, our iniquities can all be purged and we'll be washed clean to stand before thee at your throne of grace. So at this prayer meeting, may we always remember, cry out to Lord Jesus, Lord, our auntie, our mother, our friends, our relatives, whom thou lovest is sick. Please come and heal them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.